Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
But now I want to talk to you about
Christmas.
Yes, I'm going to say it. I mean Christmas. 31 days to go. Isn't there always somebody in an office who goes, yeah, guess what now, Maureen? 31 days. And you're like, all right, Maureen, give it a rest. 31 days to go. The countdown is certainly on for the big day. And it seems in Ireland that we are absolutely mad for our Christmas trees, because a report in the Irish Times has revealed that sales of Irish-grown Christmas trees are set to hit an all-time high as growers are reported to unprecedented amounts of demand from domestic and, of course, export markets. Farmers are noting that their trade had more than doubled in space of just 15 years. That this next week, they're going to have absolutely bumper sales. Now, dear listener, I've got to tell you a story. My Christmas tree has been up since last week. Am I demented? Absolutely not. I won't lie. We had bought a new Christmas tree and my husband knew it was arriving. And I was like, all right, I'm going out to work, 9 o'clock. He texts me, the Christmas tree's arriving. And then he went silent for about 2 or 3 hours. And I was like, what's going on here? Text him, what are you doing? What are you doing? Now, we're lucky we've got cameras in our house just to make sure my doggies are all right, to be honest with you. And I said, I'll just check the cameras, just make sure everything is okay. There was my husband up a ladder, painting the whole house. And I rang him and I said, Eddie, what are you doing? Why are you painting the whole house? And he said, I'm getting ready for Christmas. He wanted the whole place painted before the Christmas tree was up. And I'm not going to lie, you know when you want to give out because you're like, you're wrecking the place. But actually, by the time I got home from work that day, he had the place absolutely stunning. The Christmas tree itself was up. The decorations weren't on because he knows that that's kind of my job. And last Wednesday before, we literally spent the whole evening putting all the decorations on the Christmas tree. So mine has been up for just over a week and a half. Some people say, nah, that's ridiculous. Shouldn't go up until the toy show, or shouldn't go up till the 7th of December or whatever it is, little Christmas. I say, leave me alone, you. Because if I want my Christmas tree to go up in October, I will do it. Is yours up? Are you like me? Drop me a text, 087 798 9898. I want to know whether your Christmas tree is up yet or you're holding on for a little while longer. And also, if you're brave enough and bold enough to get yourself a real Christmas tree, how are you keeping it fresh for so long? Because I guarantee you, there's listeners out there listening to us right now who are going, I've bought a fresh Christmas tree for the very first time in my whole entire life, and I need to find out how I can keep that fresh. If you've got any tips, tricks, or whatever, and how long is yours going to be kept up, drop me a text, 087 798 9898. I want to hear from you about what you're doing for your Christmas tree. And also, when do you take yours down? Because I'm not going to lie to you, mine comes down on Stephen's Day every single year, and I get rinsed for that. But I'm telling you, it's like a fresh year, fresh week, fresh everything. I take mine down.
The 98FM Lowdown.
It is my favourite time of the day to catch up with our very own showbiz, Shannon. Just back from BravoCon, I wasn't even a half bit jealous. Shannon, good morning. Tell me, where are we starting this morning, my friend?
So, Wicked for Good dropped to cinemas on Friday, and it earned the biggest opening weekend for a stage musical adaptation in global box office history.
Not surprised.
It is so good. The film debuted at 226 million.
God almighty.
I know. And it even topped the first film. That was 164 million. So we're miles ahead.
Miles ahead. Such a good film.
Such a good film. Did you see it?
Of course I did. I was there front row centre that opening night. Couldn't believe it. I want to go again. I'll wait till after the weekend though.
Save for me. We also know who played Dorothy, and she goes by the name of Bethany Weaver.
Bethany Weaver.
Bethany Weaver.
She's an actress, isn't she? She's an actual, like, she's a proper stage actress or theatre actress or whatever it is.
She is, and she's 30, and I was really, really hoping an Irish actress by the name of Alicia Weir was going to be playing that part.
Me too. But look, bigger and better things for our Alicia Weir.
Absolutely. Hopefully a standalone film, maybe.
100%.
Next up, these girls could be reuniting.
Ooh. Don't you wish your girlfriend was... Well.
So these girls are reportedly in talks for a reunion tour. And if you don't know that song, I'm talking about the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh my God. With Nicole Scherzinger, or what's the story?
Well, she did say that she was open to come back. Mm. So who knows? If you didn't know, they were actually scheduled to go on a reunion tour in 2020, but that got pulled.
Okay.
And now, according to a source, Kimberly Wyatt has opened up about the fact the girls are sorting out their issues, and she told pals they're discussing a tour.
I met Kimberly Wyatt. She follows me on Instagram. She's a lovely girl. Oh. Lovely girl. I'm not surprised she's the one to sort it all out.
Sorry, if you're best friends, why don't you slide into her DMs now and get the scoop?
Babe, give the scoop, will ya?
Give the scoop. And then finally, Billie Eilish has made a big announcement. So, taking to Instagram, she wrote, "Hit me hard and soft, the tour live in 3D. Okay, so she's going to be hitting us 3D. Hard and soft through the screen.
You'll feel the sweating on her.
Literally. It's coming to cinemas on the 20th of March 2026. So if you didn't go and see her perform, you get to see it on the big screen.
I can't wait. I love a good look behind. I'm a real nosy Irish person. I love a good behind the scenes buzz. So I'll be glued to this.
Absolutely same. And hopefully when she came to Ireland, that'll make an appearance as well.
Yeah, seeing all the Irish outside the tree arena.
Big Irish heads on them.
Big Irish heads on them. Show me, Shannon. Thank you much. You're back tomorrow with more of that celebrity gossip.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
He's on the streets and on air. Luke Thomas on 98FM.
Our man about town is always somewhere, popping up somewhere in Dublin city centre. Luke, where are you today, my friend?
I am in Blanchardstown. I'm in the world famous Waltons here with Isabel. And tell me about the store. Tell me about this beautiful store here in Blanchardstown.
Well, welcome to Walton's Blanche. We are a fourth generation family run music company. Our store here is located just beside TK Maxx and the Retail Park 3. We are one of Ireland's largest music stores and one of the oldest.
Come here. And when I was coming in just to find you at the start there was a lady at the front there looking for a pink flute. And you had it. I was like, there's no way you're going to have a pink flute. And you had a pink flute there at the...
We have pretty much everything you can think of. We like to have everything you think of. If we don't, we will find somewhere that does for you. One of the things we do best, I think, as a team is customer service. If we don't have it, we will try find somewhere that you can get it. So.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you for your chats today. Back to you in studio, Paul.
Thank you so much, Luke. If you want our man about town, Luke Thomas, to drop into you, he'll be loaded with some 98FM goodies. All you've got to do is drop us a WhatsApp, 087 798 9898. If you're about in town at the minute, something I noticed when I was coming in to do my show on Friday evening was the fact that town is rammed now. The Christmas parties, the Christmas shopping, it is kind of all really begun, and you know it's going to keep on going until about December 24th at 4 p.m, right? And one thing that kind of gets me is when you're walking through the streets is people who can't do the walking. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to out anybody or call, like, I get it. If you want to have a leisurely stroll around Dublin city centre, go for it. But do me a favour, do it with purpose, because the footpaths, they're so, so busy. And especially when it comes to crossing the road. But in London right now, a craze has begun where people are approaching the traffic lights, but not pressing the button. And they're just assuming it's kind of like some sort of sensor that the lights are just going to change on their own or wait for somebody else to come along. And it's annoying a lot of people. This is something that we've noticed in Dublin too. Have you ever arrived at a traffic light to find someone's just standing there, but you're not sure if they've pressed it? And also, why? Because the little button is there. And also something I noticed, I was out in town with my husband last week. Now, because of people being on their phone so much, the little green man and the little red man, they're not only on the traffic lights themselves, but they're also on the floor. So if you need to see whether you're allowed to cross, because if you're staring at your phone, you might accidentally miss the fact that, you know, you're not supposed to be on your phone when crossing the road. But you most definitely are able to look down and see the little red man. Also, is it rude to press the button if somebody's already standing there and already been there and you're just kind of like, two of you standing there like it's some sort of awkward date? 087-798-9898. Or are you that person exactly like my husband who won't just press it once? He'll press the traffic light man about 67 times in the hopes that that's going to change it. Because guess what? It actually doesn't. Some junctions will change automatically. Others, you need to do press the button. There's new traffic lights down at Tara Street. They're called zombie lights and they light up the footpath. Just like I was telling you. So they light up the footpath when you're ready to go. Are you that person who presses it 74 times before you think it's going to work? I'm telling you, it most definitely isn't. And are you like me? You get road rage, but on the streets of Grafton Street. Like, I'm delighted that you're enjoying your look through the Brown Thomas windows, but do me a favour, move to the side, give space for us busy people. or are you that leisurely person taking the walk around Dublin City Centre? Whatever you're doing, drop me a text.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.